will turn off the snare and we'll go to the toms. Now, our ordinary machine, I've just got toms tuned to the center, and let's turn up their volumes, turn off the snare, and away we go with the normal machine. Okay. Tom is made of a twin T oscillator, which gets kicked in the pants by a trigger pulse and rings away. It's also got a pair of germanium diodes across it, such that when it's triggered to a higher level, it actually runs at a slightly higher pitch, just like the drum skin getting tighter when you really whack it. This is all, the whole analog design of the TR-808, just beautiful, artistic, delicate, gutsy, lively, creative, unusual, never seen it before or since, pretty much, unless someone copied the 808. It's just such creative, beautiful stuff. So these are the normal toms, and you can hear the tone of the toms. You can hear a rumble going on there as well. Each one's got a filtered, low-filtered white noise and a little gating circuit there to provide, you know, what sounds like a bit of rumble to it. Now, those don't exist in the conga mode, so if we switch them to conga, that noise disappears. Overloading somewhere. Okay, so there's our congas, just the same circuit switched up to another frequency. With the modified machine, it'll sound roughly the same in conga mode, depending on the noise level. So let's turn the noise level somewhere back to where it what's normal, and away we go with the modified machine. Tuning slightly different, that can easily be fixed. Now, I've permanently shortened the noise pulse, because I just reckon it's a bit long. So there is a noise pulse there, but it's shorter, and you'll notice it more if we turn up the noise. So let's play with the noise. If we turn the noise right down, there's not much of it there. Turn it to about normal, it's there. Pretty hard to hear, but it's not as strong as it was on the original. Now we turn up the noise, that's 2 o'clock. Now the noise is now becoming more prominent. Now it's getting more sputtery. If we turn it right up, these things will rumble quite merrily of their own accord. So it doesn't sound like a tom anymore. That's just fine. Now, even if we're not triggering these circuits, as long as the volumes are turned up, if we really turn up the noise level, which I have now, fully clockwise, the noise level is so high it just breaks through the gating circuit and you'll get these crackles. So that's all three toms. They'll sound pretty much the same. The gating circuit's very similar on each one. It's the same noise source, so when one breaks through, they all break through. So that's actually the low tom. That disappears, of course, if you go into conga mode. But turn them all up, you'll get this crackly kind of rumbling thing, for better or for worse, even though you're not playing any drums. But let's play some drums. So there's a pretty unnatural kind of sounds going on there. I'm going to turn that noise back a little bit and explore the decay pots. These are three small pots, little pots like I use on the devilfish. And when they're anti-clockwise, it's normal decay. And if you turn them clockwise, then you'll get shorter decay. Now let's just listen to the low tom. I'm going to crank up the tempo a bit. The full decay of the tom. Now I can shorten it like that. You'll still hear a bit of noise. I'll turn the noise level down so we can hear it more clearly. Now that's fairly short. So that's anti-clockwise, normal decay, whatever that is for this machine, and it'll vary a little bit with component variations from one machine to the next. That's about 10 o'clock, shorter, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, fully anti-clockwise. Fully clockwise, so that quenches it, and very short decay. Now the same goes for all three. I'll try turning them all at the same time. Okay, so it's all anti-clockwise, normal. Now I'm going to put them to 11 o'clock. bit shorter. Now to 2 o'clock. Okay, and fully clockwise, much shorter. So there's a whole range of decays in there, and you can do what you like with it. Okay, stand by for the next recording, in which we'll do the hand clap and the cymbal.